We begin this news hour with breaking news. The Russian defense minister says Moscow's forces have taken control of the city of Lysychansk, Ukraine's last major stronghold in the eastern Donbass region. Let's bring in Alan Fisher joining us from Kyiv. What more are we hearing about this fight for Lysychansk, Alan?
This happening just in the last few minutes. Certainly, the Russians and the Russian-backed separatists have been saying that they encircled this city for the last 24 hours or so, a claim that has been denied by the Ukrainians. But the fact that this is coming from Moscow itself would suggest that there's some credibility to that claim, and they're now fighting inside the city itself. This is an important, significant strategic city because it is the last Ukrainian stronghold in the Donbass area and in the Luhansk region. It would be a major victory for the Russians, a major blow for the Ukrainians. The Ukrainians, we haven't been able to get any official confirmation from them yet, but they are aware of the pressure that has been put on the city over the last 48 hours or so by Russian forces and Kremlin-backed separatists, and that would be a concern that finally they've not been able to stop the encirclement of the city and the forces from Russia moving into the city streets where, as the Russians say, they are now fighting.
All right, Alan, you'll keep us across this developing story, but let me ask you about Ukraine being accused of shelling a Russian city.
That's right. We're talking about the city of Belgorod. Overnight, the mayor there said there were a number of explosions reported, that it appeared that the air defences had been activated. Number of buildings have been destroyed. At the last count, four people had been killed. And he said an investigation is underway. But some politicians, not waiting for that investigation, making it very clear that they believe Ukraine is responsible for that and saying that it should pay a very severe price for what they've done. This would be embarrassing for the Ukrainians if they targeted a civilian area, given over the last few days they have made a very big deal about the fact that they believe the Russians have been targeting civilian areas, not least a shopping centre just a few days ago, and then, of course, an apartment block in Odessa on Friday where 21 people were killed there and in a recreation centre. And even Vladimir Putin himself said that they were not targeting civilians, that the Russian military had the wherewithal to be able to find out where the military targets were and target them precisely. So the Ukrainians will now come under pressure not to target or hit civilian areas as well. And certainly humanitarian organizations who, since the very start of this war, have urged both sides to avoid civilian areas will be re-emphasizing the fact that civilians have to be protected in this conflict.
All right. Thank you so much. Alan Fisher is reporting from Kyiv.